This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, forget.
Patriots Monday, WEEI Afternoons. That is Drizzy Drake May, 10, with a little swagger. And if you believe the internet and Twitter, which is always right, by the way.
Undefeated.
A shot fired across the bow of one Mac Jones based on his history of not getting opportunities to throw Hail Marys here in New England under Bill Belichick. But, yeah, Drake May didn't get the opportunity either. They decided on a Joey Sly 68-yard field goal attempt, which came up somewhere in the range of 3 or 4 yards shy for Sly. Patriots lose 25-24. And we are doing yet another moral victory Monday. Loss Monday.
Feel good Monday.
Feel good Fitzy stinks and is cranky and angry Monday.
Why does it have to be a criticism?
By the way, that's Nick Fitzy Stevens filling in for Christian Arcand,
who is
day to day these days. We spoke with Drake May, and that was the clip that aggregators have chosen to spread via Twitter. We spoke with Jonathan Jones. I really enjoyed our interview with Jonathan Jones.
That's a delightful human being.
Who is
easy to root for.
Very easy to root for. Clearly didn't love his role yesterday. Diminished play time, as we saw Alex Austin and others back there. Something which, honestly, the Patriots have admitted they're going to do late in the season. Play younger players, figure out what they have. And Alex Austin was a mixed bag, had a nice pass defense at one point, had a pass interference at another point. So we'll see where that goes, but appreciate Jonathan Jones joining us and being very honest in his assessments.
Okay, so you mentioned that's the clip that has taken off from the
Aggregation Nation.
Yeah, so Brian Hines does a great job for Pat's Pulpit. He just said he grabbed the quote, first freaking comment. Somebody just at Boston Empire 247 at Mac Jones.
Yep. And Mac Jones, who I assume is playing this week for the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm. There's so many Mac Jones comments.
Oh, there's no way as a Patriots fan to not think of that and think Mac Jones. It's recent history where Mac Jones didn't get the opportunity to basically throw that throw. And Drake May's like, if you can't make that throw, then you shouldn't be in the National Football League. One person who should be in the National Football League, or at least talking about the National Football League here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI, 617-779-7937, is Jay from North Carolina, who's been holding on a long time through our interviews. Appreciate you hanging on, Jay. What do you got today?
Not a problem. I'm not in any rush, and as I tell the people at the supermarket, it's too damn bad if I am. The thing is, I think of Drake Esiason. Remember Boomer Esiason? I think he could hurl the ball 100 yards. I don't know if it's true, but he had an arm too.
Yep.
But the thing is, I guess Lady Luck isn't with us, and we're looking for a top round draft pick. And I go with the route of Bill Belichick. Take the best player available in the draft, even if it doesn't fit your needs, because you can always trade him to some other team and plug in those holes. And I guess you guys know, we got a lot of holes, but thank you. And I don't mind waiting. Thank you, guys.
All right. Appreciate you, Jay. I am definitely trending in that direction. I don't know. I still think you need to get a left tackle and maybe a right tackle and also a number one wide receiver, maybe a number two wide receiver. But I also, as we start to analyze this draft, and a lot will change between now and April, we'll get through the combine and the Senior Bowl and all those things and the overanalysis, paralysis, and experts and the whole thing, I'm starting to lean in that direction. Best available player. If you make the pick, you don't trade
down. You're going to go with Yahoo Auto Draft.
Yes, because I think in the end, if you don't, you usually regret it. So I don't know if that's the D lineman from Michigan, the corner from Michigan, if it's Travis Hunter, who, by the way, I did think it was interesting. Jonathan Jones says in this soft-ass new age world of NFL, he might be able to play both ways because it's not as physical as it used to be, and an elite athlete like that might be able to do it.
That was the takeaway for me.
Whether it's McMillan, I don't think you're going to sell yourself on Will Campbell being the best available player at 2, 3, 4 up there, and you know even McMillan might be a stretch.
You can't blow
there.
This pick. You cannot
and that's
blow
the
this
key.
Pick.
Now, I know people will push back. The perfect example of that, in my opinion, is now a superstar for the Philadelphia Eagles who once played running back for the New York Giants, and that's Saquon Barkley. And they
don't tell me. Don't tell me you're going to say my dream.
What's your dream?
My new dream.
Genty?
Yeah, let's do it.
No.
Choose violence. Choose.
No.
Do it. Do it. It's right there on the
Genty's
table.
Genty's not as good as Saquon was.
It looks delicious.
In my opinion.
He's got 3 million rushing yards.
But.
Say it.
A lot of people criticized the Giants for taking Saquon Barkley. You needed a quarterback. You needed this. You needed that. I think you take the best available player. I think the Giants did it. It didn't work out necessarily organizationally, but you're seeing it now. He is an elite football player. As his teammate A.J. Brown said, A.J. Brown, who knows something about being good, said, "You're the best player on the planet right now in the game of football," to Saquon Barkley.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you can get that guy, I don't care if he's a cornerback, a two-way player, whatever. The only thing you can't take that I wouldn't take
is a quarterback.
Yeah, if Shedeur Sanders is there at 2 and you think he's the best player available, don't take him. Now you trade.
But that's where the best case scenario factor kicks in. If the Patriots end up at 2, there's definitely going to be a team in the top 12 that has a major 6 to midnight for Shedeur Sanders. So you then end up with their first-round pick, their second-round pick, their first-round pick the next year, their second-round pick the next year, and you just get a boatload of picks for a massive rebuild on a team that is absolutely in high deficit of high-end talent.
So now, I don't often immediately read texts on air that I get to my personal account. I usually try to read
your personal phone?
Yes. But this jackass is going to get read on the air because, A, I appreciate him listening, but B...
Does he work here or is it a friend back home?
Neither. I'll tell you in a minute. I'll out him at the
okay.
end of this.
All right.
Quote, nice of you to come around to best player available, as I suggested weeks ago, with an exclamation point.
Wow.
That is one good-smelling but cranky reporter named Michael Giardi. Friend of the program, joins us often on Fridays. Yes, Mike, okay, I'm sure you had it first. You're the smartest. You're the best. I bow at the altar of Giardi.
If you don't
football.
Love the tack, well, first, I mean, again,
love
we,
you, Mike.
We have legislated this for years on the on Six Rings here, the weekends, whatever. It is criminal what they have done in ignoring, or not ignoring at least, the way that they have gone about trying to build the offensive line. But I don't want them to
wait,
reach
you don't
for,
like first-round picks? You have a here no. Isaiah Wynn. You have a here Cole Strange.
Yeah, didn't like either of the picks.
Yeah, but they invested in the first round.
What they have done recently, the last couple of years, it's brutal.
Well, Cole Strange is only...
They are the 32nd ranked, just like when they lost last week to Miami 34-15 and it wasn't that close. They are the 32nd ranked offensive line, and it's really not that close between them.
Whoa. Layden Robinson
31.
Looked pretty good when he wasn't holding.
Okay. See, there's always one of those little things right there.
Well,
it's always one of those little hearts.
It's kind of true. But I actually thought yesterday.
He'll be all right.
We'll get back to your phone calls in a minute, 617-779-7937. I thought one of the bright spots of yesterday was the run blocking. And I give Coach Gerard Mayo credit. He said it starts up front when they were sucking against, you know, running the football. Well, this week you run for 200 yards, some of it aided by your quarterback. But you had nice runs by Antonio Gibson slashing through with some quick hitters. You had, you know, Ramondre Stevenson contributing. I'm not sure it was his best game, but it started up front. And what was the biggest change up front? Layden Robinson entered
well,
the starting
that?
Lineup. So I think Layden Robinson gets a little rookie credit for helping out the run game in his most significant playing time of his young career. So maybe you're being a little too negative of how they've addressed the offensive line.
Well,
maybe
if that's
he's a
what
guy,
makes you feel comfortable positioning me as Mr. Negative
it
coming
is
from
is.
The original negative Nelly himself.
That is filling in the negativity seat today for Christian Arcand is Nick Fitzy Stevens, my friend from the
like
Six
it.
Rings post-game show and the Six Rings podcast, 617-779-7937. Lining up more phone calls. We're talking Patriots. We will dabble a little in Celtics and Bruins because, yes, they played last night for better and worse. We'll talk about it. Celtics play again tonight. Maybe a little banged up. All that and more is on the table here on the WEEI Afternoon Show.